You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You guys, if you've been sitting in your car for the last 2 hours and you haven't moved but 4 feet, it's time to sing out loud with me. Get all your frustrations out. Let's do a little cinnamon gum. Cinnamon gum! All together now, with feeling. Cinnamon gum! Ma. Thanks, Sam. I needed that. I'm sure everyone in their cars did too.
I'm just amazed that you are so good at getting that note just right. You can't even tell there's music in the background.
Well, what can I say?
Right? Perfect.
As soon as my book comes out, I'm gonna get Steve Perry on this show if it's the last thing I do.
I'll give you $100.
You heard that out loud.
I did.
Okay. Game on, Steve Perry.
We
I know you're listening.
Everything
right.
on this program.
I know you're listening right now, Steve Perry.
Before we get to Michael Mackey's honorary first grievance of the week, Sam, we have an update on the situation in the Northland.
We do, yes. The highway does remain closed in both directions. However, we will likely see an opening here soon. I don't know how soon, but soon. Because the suspect has been removed from their vehicle and is in custody, according to Fox 4 News.
Good. Hope he gets a long weekend plan in jail. Michael Mackey, you get the honorary first grievance of the week.
So exciting. Well, I just looked, and normally when I'm on this program, I garner 5, 10, 15 Facebook follows. Yep, I haven't gotten a single one, and I've been on the air for 2 hours. So that is my grievance. If you're sitting in your car and you're stranded, go onto Facebook and go follow me on michaelmackey.com. Not my regular page, kids. My michaelmackey.com page. .com!
Did you not get enough validation as a young child?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
I need as much. I crave it. In fact, why do you think I respond to everyone who says, I love you, Michael Mackey, on the text line, and I respond with, I love you too.
And on other social media platforms, you can find him under?
At M2ESQ. M squared, Esquire. And who are you, Sam, on the Twitter?
6FTSamIII, because some lady in Australia won't give up the handle. 6 foot Sam.
She's the worst.
Coming for you.
Australia.
Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you, including you, M squared Esquire, a very happy Festivus Friday. Let's get her done.
You know the rules. Let's do this.
You know the rules, ladies and gentlemen. 913-586-7798. Shane in Olathe. Hello.
Hi, Shane.
Well, I'm honored to be the first. Well, actually, technically the second.
You're the first, Shane. You're the first, Shane.
I was going to call in earlier in the week because I was in Austin last week, and I did see those autonomous driverless taxis. They look like they've got a big, Ghostbusters GPS gyroscope on the top. But the airline who took us down wasn't Canadian Airlines, but they decided that they weren't going to bring us back. They said their plane broke, canceled, and due to logistics, we had to get back in Kansas City, so we drove back. But yet, instead of refunding us, and they took our baggage to Kansas City, we couldn't get our luggage back, instead of giving us our money back, they gave us about 25% of our money back because they front load the bill.
What do you mean by that?
Well, if it, let's say, costs $1,000 to fly round trip, they're going to charge you $750 to get to your destination, and then to add the return flight, it's $250.
Oh, I got you.
Oh.
So to get back, it cost me more to rent the car and get it back with gas than it did, and another 8 hours on my life. That was fun.
Shane, I'm sorry that happened, but did you have snacks?
Okay.
We did have snacks.
All right,
we stopped plenty of times, and and I did see one of those autonomous taxis almost truck somebody.
Yeah, the I'm glad you mentioned that, and thank you, Shane. The autonomous taxis from Tesla, I think it is, did not have the best opening weekend of all time. They were caught going the wrong way down certain streets.
Well, what do you mean? There weren't any cars on that road. It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slamming on their brakes in traffic when they hear a siren?
In the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just slamming on the brakes. Just because they hear a siren, they mistook it for a red light when the cop car's lights were visible. Not exactly. Let's just say autonomous Teslas are going about the way of SpaceX right now. Everything's just blown up.
Blown up.
Ronnie, Overland Park.
Hi, Ronnie.
Ronnie.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Shalom.
Oh, sorry. Hi. Nice to call in. I love you guys. I listen all the time. I'm a little nervous. Michael Mackey, I just put in a follow request on Facebook for you.
Love you.
Yeah, all you guys. I wish Dana was there. Sam, you're awesome. My grievance is I had to put my dog down this week of 14 years. Mm. Almost exactly a year ago, I did my other dog of 14 years. They're my first babies I had before I had children. And it's just a hard thing to do. And, like, why do we have to, like, they just, I wish they would just go on their own. And so that's my grievance, is having to do that.
Ronnie, was your dog's name?
His name was Churchill. He was a little Sheltie. He had a good life. So, yeah.
And I'm sure, yes, he was your fur baby.
Yes. And it's just cruddy. And he was my fur baby. He was a good dog. He loved to bark. I mean, that made him happy. And and it was just his time, and it went peacefully. We did it at home, like Scott, how your dog did. And mm-hmm. I did that with my other dog last summer. And now I don't have a dog, but I hope to maybe one day start over. My kids have never had a young dog, so all they've known is old dogs that just sleep and just lay there. But
well, those are the best times. If I can give you some unsolicited words of wisdom.
Yes.
And Stella, I had to put Stella down a year ago next month. And she was my best friend, and I miss her daily. But when I think of Stella and I see pictures, I still have pictures of her all over the house, I remind myself of what she gave me, not what I lost.
That is great. Love it. I love it. And time helps, you know. And I do remember you telling your story about Stella. My dog Ranger was very close. We put him down on July 2nd last year. So it's like they were brothers, and they went almost 1 year apart. And just
I honestly do believe that you will see them in the next life, and I guarantee you they see each other in the next life right now.
I love it.
And Ronnie,
don't cry.
Yes.
Don't cry. Or cry all you want, Ronnie. But listen, if and when you do get another fur baby, you call in and you let us know, sister friend.
I will. I only need to help think of a name. I'm sure my kids are going to name it like something silly.
Well, I'll tell you this. I love the new trend. And Ronnie, thank you for the call. I love the new trend of naming your dog a human name.
Like Winchester.
Hey, this is my dog, Greg.
So my niece and her boyfriend, they have a dog. It's a... gosh dang it. What are they called? The Queen of England had a couple of them.
Corgi?
Corgis. Yeah, it's a corgi, I think. And his name is Christopher. And I bumped into a dog the other day whose name was Fred.
Now your daughter's dog.
Osaku.
Ahsoka.
I never watched the animated Star Wars movies.
He loves this little thing, but does not remember its
name.
Well,
what I've done, because I can't remember that dang name, I just call her either Ozzy or Dog.
Dog! One more quick update. Northbound I-35 in Liberty has reopened.
It's a Christmas miracle!
Are awaiting a tow in the southbound lanes.
Because somebody probably ran out of gas or their car broke down, yep.
Reopen there.
All right, Carolyn, Dustin, Jeff, everybody, Julian, I don't even know who's
all
in what order.
All y'all, stand by, stations.
The lines will put you all in order in a second, but Carolyn, you're next. Here on Dana and Parks on Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Carolyn in Tonganoxie.
Hi, Carolyn.
Hey, everybody. Good afternoon. I was going to request cinnamon gum, but that was taken care of. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, America.
I have a big boo hiss to retailers already touting back to school when it's not even the 4th of July yet.
That's a good one. That is a good one. All right, Carolyn,
thank you,
you have a great weekend and a safe fourth.
You too.
All right, be well. Dustin in Warrensburg.
Hi, Dustin.
First of all, as a teacher, I second what she just said. Before I say my grievance, Mackie, I got to let you know, my son is 7 years old, and we listen to Dana and Parks all the time. He could care less about that show, but his ears always perk up when Cinnamon Gum is played.
I mean.
So, just to let you know that.
Bless.
My grievance actually comes from a segment you guys did yesterday whenever Dana was talking about how she greeted someone and she thought it was really awkward after she thought about it later. I'm a middle school teacher, and I'm a giant kid myself. Any of my students or colleagues will tell you that. And when it inevitably happens, I'll see my students out and about. So I'll say hi and start talking to them or joking with them like we would in the classroom. And then I forget that while their kids know me, the parents sometimes have no idea who I am. So I have to, like, I promise I'm not some kind of creeper. I'm their teacher. This is okay. And then it's all fine. But there is definitely a moment of awkward silence when that first encounter happens. So my grievance is with myself for not paying attention to that.
Well, maybe if they were to attend some parent-teacher conferences, they would know who you were.
Yeah, Dustin.
Hey, I'm not going down that road. I ain't saying that at all.
I know. I'm kidding you, man. I'm kidding. All right. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too.
All right. Be well. Jeff in Blue Springs.
Hi, Jeff.
How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
My beef is with the people who can't seem to get the zipper merge down. Not that hard. You just merge. Let other people go, too. Anyways, love you guys.
All right. That's it. Yeah, the zipper merge seems to be making a weekly appearance.
It's called the zipper merge, you idiots. Zipper merge.
You're right, Jeff. It is a very simple concept. It has nothing to do with people being unfamiliar with what the concept is. What it boils down to is they think that because you're on the right or on the left and that's the lane that ends, that somehow you cheated them out of their rightful spot in traffic and you jumped the line, and their ego and pride is so high and so strong that they are not going to let you in no matter what they know about the zipper merge. It's that simple.
So state line is down to one lane right now for a stretch of the roadway. And every morning it is backed up all the way to 435.
Ugh.
And I just cruise right on down the left lane because it's wide open all the way to the merge point and just cut over at the merge point. Just all these people sitting in the right lane. What are you doing?
Julian in Liberty. Hello.
Hi, Julian.
Hi. I just wanted to say that my mom and I love listening to you guys when we're driving home from school.
Oh, thank you. Thank you to you and your mom.
My grievance is with the way I'm in high school, by the way. My grievance is with the way AP exam scheduling works at the end of the year. There's like 40 different AP classes, and each exam for college credit is like shuffled down into the last 2 weeks of the school year. So everybody is put in these like huge classrooms for a 4-hour test with one 10-minute break, and everybody's break is at the same time. So there's 200 people in this small hallway, and then you don't even get your scores back until like July 7th.
Oh, so you don't even know, you don't even know how you did yet.
Nope.
Well, Julian, let me tell you this. You are a very well-spoken young teenager, and that was a really well-delivered grievance. And good
Thank
on you.
You.
Good
Julian,
on you.
You're
Thank
clearly
you.
A child prodigy, so go on with your bad self, girl.
Yes, for sure.
Okay.
All right. Be safe and be well, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That frees up a line at 913-586-7798. Kristen and Brooklyn on line 8.
Hi, Kristen. Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi. All right. Hi. Brooklyn's going to speak.
And Brooklyn, Brooklyn, how old are you?
11.
11. Welcome.
So I actually called in like 3 months ago, and I have a gratitude for you guys from the gift that you gave me.
you obviously received it.
I wanted to say thank you.
You're welcome.
And also, I know Dana isn't here, but I just wanted to, like, tell her I hope her hand gets better.
Okay. Brooklyn, let me assure you, young lady, there is very little wrong with Dana's hand. She's going to recover swimmingly.
You can tell that's how often Brooklyn listens to the show.
Well, thank you, Mom. What a wonderful gift you've given us today. Thank you for the kind words.
Enjoy the cinnamon gum.
guys. We'll see ya.
All right. Bye-bye. 913-586-7798. We do have, I see, three lines open. If they're not filled in the next 3 minutes, Michael Mackey will begin reading from the Book of John. Scott what? In Kansas City. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Scott. I will not be reading from the Book of John.
See, first of all, I think I called like at 4:56 here, and the phone was ringing. I think Sam missed me or something.
I think you might be right.
I tried to call ahead, you know, because I wanted to get out of here. But
apologies for the delay. We
beg
your pardon.
It's why we can't have nice things, Scott.
So just like that's just par for the course for me because that's my grievance. You know, it's like I can never have a good week. You know, so like everything like stuff's always happening that. To bring me down.
Well, Scott, let me tell you something, friend, and maybe it's our names. When you've been hacked by somebody in a foreign country and have to spend all week closing accounts and stuff like that, and then Michael Mackey brings in his manuscript of his book and removes the chapter that you're in it so that you can't read it, then you can tell me about having a bad week. Oh, and somebody steals your chair out of the office, then you can tell me about having a bad week.
Oh, that Scott, happened to me, actually.
Scott, I feel like Scott's challenging you, Scott. Scott.
That might be true.
No, I said somebody stole my chair one time a few weeks ago.
I think he's talking about me, Scott.
Oh.
Well, okay. Scott, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, my friend, and we apologize for the delay. It won't happen again, I promise.
All right, bye.
Okay, goodbye.
It's my brother, Daryl. That's my other brother, Daryl. So many Scotts.
Rachel in Grant. You know, that used to be a very common and popular name. I remember graduating high school. We had a class of 125. So if half of them are boys, so roughly 62, I graduated with 5 Scots. It was almost a tenth of our male population.
Hmm.
It was a very popular name once.
And it's in 1971, it was very popular.
It's still a popular
name.
No,
it's not.
And in 1972, it was not.
Yeah.
Oh, well, it had its moment in the sun.
It had 1 year in the sun. It was 1971 when every mom and dad were naming their kid Scott. And then it just died. And nobody names their kid Scott anymore.
Oh, well.
And it hurts.
Times are a-changing.
Rachel in... People still name their kid Michael. Rachel, hello.
Hi, Rachel.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a grievance against myself.
Oh.
This weekend on Sunday is the 1 year... I hate saying anniversary, but... the 1 year date marker of whenever my dad passed away. And I should have known it was going to be a busy, emotional weekend, but I overbooked myself on cake orders. So I'm stressing, crying, and probably going to eat some sweets in my sorrow.
Rachel, did you say you're making cakes?
Yes, I've done cake decorating for about 30 years, and I should know not to do this on an emotional week, but kids still have birthdays.
Rachel, I am here to support you in your time of need, so just let me know what time I can come over and have sweets with you, okay?
Everybody always asks me that, and my house always smells like cake.
Cake. Do you have a, what's your mostest, bestest cake that you make, Miss Rachel?
Everybody absolutely loves my traditional white because it is so fluffy and moist.
Done. Sold. That's what I want.
Well, you're going to have to pay for it.
Of course I am.
You can't just show up at somebody's house and get free cake when they're a professional.
Free cake. I'm just going to show up and pay her for my white cake. Not chocolate frosting, Rachel. Just I want white on white with sprinkles.
I'm a white on white girl, too.
Atta girl.
I absolutely love it. So...
All right.
That's why I'm a diabetic. So there you go.
Well, Rachel, sorry about the upcoming, and I hate the word anniversary as well, but power through it. No, he's still with you and still watching over you.
And I bet you he sends you a sign this weekend, sister friend, so look for it.
Oh, I see cardinals everywhere.
Good.
Good.
Well, have a great weekend, despite what you know is coming. 913-586-7798. We do have a couple of lines open. Tony, Nick, we'll get to all of you guys here in just a moment. Hold the line. Q39 is our sponsor for Festivus Friday. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. 913-586-7798. Fill them up or the Book of John when we return with Michael Mackey. It is Festivus Friday, and apparently nobody wants to hear Michael Mackey read from the Book of John.
I would not be reading from the Book of John, regardless.
Because the phones are all but jammed. Nick in Overland Park.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing well, thank you.
I have a grievance with you, Scott, and it's definitely been just grinding my gears for months. So I thought it was time to call in.
Okay.
So you were talking about Walgreens and an issue they were having with theft
okay.
a few months back.
All right.
And you made the comment of, well, Walgreens made 20-some billion dollars in profit last year, so I don't understand why they don't have the ability to hire some security guards to prevent the theft.
I do remember saying that, yes.
Okay. So my issue is that, yes, Walgreens had $23 billion in profit, but that was gross profit, which is a big difference, gross profit versus net profit, which was actually a loss for that year. Gross profit is just your cost of goods sold, or your revenue minus your cost of goods sold. So just want to give you that little economics lesson there.
Well, then where's all the money going if they had a gross profit of $23 billion, and I'm not challenging, I'm asking for clarification. If they had a gross profit of $23 billion but a net profit loss on that year, where did those $23 billion go?
Yeah, good question. So your gross profit only takes out what the cost of your merchandise was. So then you talk about your bills. So you've got the cost of your buildings, you've got your payroll, you've got your your shipping costs, you've got your shrink, which is the stolen merchandise, right? Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, for retailers, there's not usually a lot of money left over.
Okay. All right. You have been heard, my friend. By the way, before we go any further, breaking news out of Louisiana, one of the final two escapees from a New Orleans jailbreak last month has been recaptured after 6 months on the run. Antoine Massey is in custody, according to ABC News. He is the one with the three tattoos on his face, one under each eye and one above the bridge of his nose.
What, has it been 6 months?
6 weeks.
Oh,
is
sorry.
That nine down, 10?
That is 9 of 10.
And he was the guy who was posting on Instagram all the time,
asking the president for a pardon, even though these are state charges.
Idiot.
Let's see. He posted videos to rappers and President Trump. Derek Groves, who is the other escapee, he is the last one. He remains at large. He was convicted last year of 2 counts of second-degree murder for a shooting at the 2018 Mardi Gras Day festivities, and also in a totally different case, pleaded guilty to 2 counts of manslaughter. So he's responsible for the deaths of 4 people. His girlfriend has already been arrested for helping him, but they continue to look for Derek Groves. He does not have tattoos on his face, but he does have a job killer all the way across the front of his neck. They're
also
offering $50,000 for information on his whereabouts.
Back here, a quick update, I-35 is now back open.
Yay!
In both directions at 69 Highway up near Liberty.
Okay. Tony in South Kansas City, hello.
Hi, Tony.
Hi, guys. Glad to have the testosterone crew there today. I enjoyed Dana as well, but it's always good when Michael Maxey comes in and sings a cinnamon gum.
You know what, Tony? I've never heard the words Michael Mackey and testosterone in the same sentence, so thank you for that.
Well, you're a guy. You still have some. You may not have as much as Scott, but I'm sure you have some.
What is going on? What is your grievance today, sir?
My grievance.
Wow.
My grievance is a first world grievance. I know you guys usually don't break them apart. But I have 2 vehicles, and one air don't work. The other one has an emissions issue, and I have to loan one of my cars to my brother-in-law because he's got to take his to the shop next week. So I'm going to be staying home a lot this weekend, I think.
Mm. I can totally understand why you would not want to be out in traffic in this weather without air conditioning.
Especially on I-35.
But that, you're right, Tony, that is one of the greatest first world grievances we've ever heard.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. You guys have a great weekend.
You do the same. Take care. Cooper, Baldwin City.
Hi, Cooper.
Shane Fry. Hey, I don't have a grievance.
Oh.
I have a gratitude.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
You guys are the most entertaining thing we have. Well, my dad was spraying. My dad's a farmer, so I'm usually riding with him whatever he's doing.
Thank you. You're cutting out a little bit, but I think you said that we're the most entertaining thing in town or something like that. And if that's what you said, we are flattered.
His initial grievance, which is a very valid one, which I don't know why that was not included, was when you're trying to screw in a screw and the head of the screwdriver slips off the screw and you accidentally stab yourself in the hand.
Mm.
Oh, huh.
Very valid grievance.
That is valid.
Is it Valerie or Valeria?
Valerie. Sorry, bad typing.
That's terrible typing.
Sam. Hi, Valerie.
Valerie in Zona Rosa.
Can I real quick say something I appreciate?
Yeah, of course.
All our first responders, if anybody sees them out, I try to buy their firemen's groceries, buy them a cup of coffee. You know, they always act shocked and they try to not get you to do it, but we appreciate them. They run towards danger and not a from.
True.
So please, anybody do that, and thank you for your service.
Noted. Now your grievance.
Now my grievance is when people that aren't Southern fake a Southern accent.
Girl, what are you talking about?
Girl.
Well, and Michael Mackey, I say bless all the time. I think we were in the boom together.
We were.
Bless.
You think I was in the boom too?
No, you were not.
No, see, so you're faking it. You're I'm faking sorry. It.
Valerie, where are you from, sister friend?
One time Dana said that her favorite Southern accent was from the state I'm from. Scott, do you remember that?
Mississippi.
No, that's where her mom and dad live. Her favorite Southern accent, she said, was from North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Ooh, guess what? Guess where I'm going over the 4th?
Where?
North Carolina.
Well, you better work on your accent because it sucks.
Asheville.
Who said it sucks?
No, his Southern accent sucks. He needs to work on his accent
a little bit.
If he's going down to North Carolina.
Asheville's beautiful, but I love the beach. But, Scott, you need to work on a little. If you want me to train you, I can come by the station.
No, I'm good. I will, though, Valerie, can I get...
I am fun and funny, so if you want me to guest host at any time, I'm free.
Okay. Can I give you the best fake accent that I'm aware of?
Okay.
It is Sam Stevie playing a rich person.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Valerie, I hear your concerns regarding the fake Southern accent, but I think it's quite trivial.
Trivial.
Valerie.
Now, when Sam is talking like that, do you put your bottom teeth out? Because that's the only way it works.
I've never really thought about it.
You have to stick your bottom teeth out.
It just comes natural to Sam.
Valerie, right. Try the Brie. Like it's at room temperature.
Like when Scott says he's from Western Shawnee.
I am.
From where?
Okay.
Western Shawnee.
Are you putting your teeth out? See,
no, but what you have to do to get that accent proper, and I don't even know that there's really an accent other than in the movie Trading Places with
Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy, thank you. What you do is you overemphasize the use of both lips. So I'm from Western Shawnee.
Oh, okay.
Well, see, Valerie, if you stick your teeth out
too... Try using your lips and your teeth.
If you stick your teeth out too far, you'll scratch the wood grain on the Bentley.
Valerie, the more you know, NBC logo shooting star.
Valerie.
Thank you.
Very funny.
All right, y'all call me anytime y'all need some entertainment.
All right, bye-bye. All right, bye-bye. We'll see you later.
Have a good weekend.
Ta-ta right. For now.
Cheers. Shelby Lynn.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. So my grievance is when it is over fucking
90. Oh, there we go.
Shelby.
Well, Michael Mackey, would you like to read from the Book of John?
Because we are now out of delay and dump.
Shelby Lynn, I can't believe you just dropped the F-bomb on the airwaves on live radio.
Boy,
Shelby
she
Lynn.
Tried to sneak it in there.
Shelby Lynn from Overland Park.
She
we're quick with that dump button.
With passion.
Wait, I just went from rich person to Southern person. So, did you see that? That was genius. Really good.
So, Shelby Lynn, may God bless you. And you don't get a second chance today.
No, ma'am.
You're in timeout.
No, ma'am, Pam.
I will say this. I've been doing this show for 19 years, and never once has one slipped into the goal. Not one time.
Shelby.
You can try, but you will fail.
Shelby, I would suggest that you go to a bar tonight where sailors...
I would suggest she goes to church.
Sailors run out.
You when watch your mouth.
Sailors run out when Shelby Lynn goes to a bar.
Go wash it. Go wash out your mouth.
She needs to get to church and ask God for forgiveness is what I think.
Hallelujah. Bless.
Bless Shelby Lynn.
Bless Shelby Lynn.
913-586-7798. Here on Dana and Parks, it is Festivus Friday, brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fixed today. Q39KC.com. And don't forget to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. It is available anytime you want, Shelby Lynn.
Shelby Lynn.
Anywhere you go at KMBZ.com.
Bless.
Rider. Yeah, they do.
Oh, love this song.
Iservay. Gets GA going lower.
Slower. It gets it going slower.
Whatever.
God.
Do I look like I got GA?
Well, you need to get some Iservay. Gets GA going slower.
Dude, and I'm not making fun of people who have GA. I'm serious. That's a shot in the eye 6 times a year. I'd rather go blind. I'm never going to let anybody put a shot in my eyeball.
Well, until you start going blind, and then you reevaluate your standards.
Well, you can describe things to me. I remember what everything looks like. Lucy and Lee Summit.
Hi, Lucy.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday,
and
y'all.
And Lucy, hang on. I'm going to come right back to you. Sam, are we up on the dump?
Yeah, we are good to go.
Okay. Lucy, I'm not trusting anybody in the last 10 minutes of the show, so go ahead.
And Lucy, watch your mouth.
Did I scare you guys already?
No, but the last person, we didn't see it coming from Shelby Lynn either. And man,
well,
she dropped the king of words on us.
No, y'all, come on now, y'all.
All right,
ain't
y'all.
Nobody got time for that.
Oh. So, what's your grievance?
The Royals are on tonight, but they're playing the Dodgers, and we can't watch it on regular TV. We have to go to FanDuel or Apple TV or something like that. And I think it's just bull honky.
Thank you for saying bull honky.
You can say bull honky, right?
Yeah, you can say bull honky. Is this a home game or an away game? I don't remember.
It's a home game. My family went to the game, but it was too hot for me to go. I'm just a little wimp.
I thought they just played the Dodgers.
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
We're playing tomorrow, too.
All right.
Lucy, stay cool.
Yes, I'm staying in the AC watching on the TV, but not on the antenna TV.
All right, Lucy, thank you for getting through that without saying any bad words. Congratulations. Bryce in Lake of the Ozarks, you can get our signal all the way down there, or are you on the app?
I got your signal.
Wow.
Oh, look at you, Bryce.
Yeah.
Good on you.
Welcome.
Yeah, so thank you. My grievance is I deposited a check in my account, and the bank put in someone else's account. So I don't have enough money to go out to the bars or buy any swim trunks that I forgot. So I was thinking about setting up a GoFundMe through your guys' radio station here.
Bryce, we are not doing that.
Oh. It was worth a shot.
Yeah, it was. And that shot missed.
Oh. I was going to say, Bryce, what's your Venmo? Oh, well. Too late.
I love you, brother, and certainly appreciate you listening down in the Lake of the Ozarks. Mike in Topeka, hello.
Hi, Mike. So my grievance is with the statistic on people who travel for vacation. And you hear the talk all throughout the week about people who are going at least 50 miles, and there's like millions of people who are going on vacation and whatnot. And I'm sorry, but I love my job. It's not vacation. I travel 77 miles each way every day for my work, and it's not vacation. And we live in the United States, where the Great American Road Trip is just a way of life. They need to up that from 50 miles, because that's nothing. That's a given Tuesday that someone will drive 50 miles. It needs to be like 100, 150, 200 miles.
Why do you work in the city but live in Topeka? Why don't you ever move to town?
Because Topeka is way cheaper in a lot of ways. Living expenses are a lot cheaper. Groceries are cheaper. Gas is cheaper. My mortgage is cheaper. And I like the drive.
Really?
At one point, we were going to move up here. That was the plan. But then COVID hit, and we had the house fire where we lost everything. It was just like one thing after another. And we were just like, man, we're just going to stay where we're at for a while. So, yeah, here we are.
Well, I know losing your house to a fire is a horrible thing, and I'm sure that was a terrible week, but you've never had your office chair stolen, so cry me a river, Mike.
Yeah, true, I've never had my office chair stolen. You poor guy. I can't imagine the heartache and pain you must have felt when you came in the studio and saw your beloved chair was gone.
And to know that it was one of your brothers.
Right, exactly. You know, how they could just stab you in the back like that. It's just, it's truly awful.
So Mike, I can fix that never having your office chair stolen if you'd like. Just let me know where you work. I'll be down there after
Mike,
work.
Mike, you don't want the pain. You don't want it.
No, I can imagine.
All right, man. Be well. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Jerry in Lee's Summit. Hello.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thank you. It's yours. Go ahead.
Hey, I don't have a grievance. I've got a gratitude today.
Okay.
Sweet.
The gratitude goes out to the staff, nurses, and doctors at our research medical center. They are a great group of people. They have treated my brother great. He's been there for over a week in the surgical ICU. So just a great kudos out to them.
Well, we pray for his speedy recovery.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
You do the same.
Me too.
Looks like last word is probably going to Eric in Overland Park.
Hi, Eric.
Hello. So I am a 17-year-old patriot, and I love the USA. So my grievance is that there are people trying to actively cancel the 4th of July. But the 4th of July marks one of the biggest days for the United States of when we got independence from Great Britain and all the soldiers that died for our freedom.
Okay. I appreciate the call. I'm not aware of anybody trying to cancel the 4th of July. I do know that there are people who don't want it called the 4th of July because they prefer Independence Day, which is its actual title. But I'm not, maybe you've read something that I haven't found, and if I didn't do enough research, I'll do some tonight.
Well, what else is new?
Okay.
Just be careful. Don't click on any rogue links. Rogue. Links that are rogue.
You better not.
You twisting that knife again?
Nick, sorry we didn't get to you. His grievance was meetings that could have been emails.
Birthdays today. Khloe Kardashian is 41. J.J. Abrams, the director, is 59. Tobey Maguire is 50. Bruce Johnston, musician. He's a member of the Beach Boys. He is 83. All right. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host today, the one, the only,
the soon-to-be author.
Soon-to-be published author on September 9th. You can get it at pre-order at Amazon.com. Michael Mackey, you have 4 minutes.
Love you, buddy. Thanks
for
having me on.
No, it's always a pleasure. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back on Monday at 2 o'clock. Be safe, be well, and please be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.